I'm
Okay.
going to share. Okay, Pride and Prejudice. Talking about pride here. We're in Perek Tet Zion. Mishlei, we're at Pasuk Tet Zion, 16th Pasuk. We continue on. Again, this is book two of Mishlei. And Pasuk is Kno Chachma Matov Micharutz. Should acquire wisdom, how much better than an charutz in at least the first part of Mishlei. Book one means purified gold. A charutz is a narrow cut, a slit. So this is like you're cutting away everything that's not gold. Purified gold, that's the way the Torah translates it. Acquire wisdom, for it's better than gold. Uknot bina, and acquire understanding. Nivchar mikesef is choice. Choice is preferable to silver. And this word charutz occurs elsewhere in Tanakh, but it's pretty common in Mishlei. And this idea that you should look at wisdom, it's better than having money, occurs beforehand in Mishlei Gimel. It says pretty much the same thing. Ki tov schara mischar kasef, that the reward doing business with it, talking about chokhmah, which basically is the chokhmah Torah, is more rewarding than doing business with silver. Umicharutz tvuata, and it's the profit of it is better than charutz, than pure gold. Or in Mishlei Perchet, which you may or may not remember, basically that's a soliloquy by Chachma. Chachma calls out in the street corners, "Please come to me. Someone should respect me." And she said, Chachma says, "K'chu misuri, misuri, take my learning, my discipline, ve'al kesef, and don't bother with silver, udat, and knowledge. Mecharutz nifchar, and knowledge is better than charutz, silver." Because wisdom is better than pearls, and nothing else that can be desired is equal to it. Tov pri mi charutz mipaz. Similarly, my fruit is better than charutz, pure gold, mipaz, fine gold. I'm sure those are had some technical difference, like how many carats one was with the other one between charutz and paz, but both mean gold. Utflati mi kesef nechar. And the profit is better than choice silver. But that's in the first part of Mishlei. In this book, what I've been calling book two, basically from Perek Yud on, charutz has the meaning it does in modern Hebrew, which means diligent, being careful, being precise. Again, from the same root of being of cutting and cutting finely, making a slit. This is it's a matter of one's attitude. It's an attitude. Now, it doesn't mean gold. You see all
Danny,
the.
that's interesting because when I think of somebody's charutz,
Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely positive. They're hardworking or diligent in the way that they're, learning or something like that.
Right.
But they invest. They invest in whatever it is they're supposed to be doing.
That's what charutz means. Hey, Ruthie.
Hey,
Okay.
Ruthie. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, our pasuk that we're looking at is Kno Chachma Matov Mecharutz. Acquire wisdom, it's better than Charutz, which could mean pure gold, but in Mishlei here, it means diligent. For instance, in Perek Yod, it says, Rush Asa Kafrumiya, that having a hand and acting in a way that is Rumiya, that's lackadaisical, that's not Charutz, makes one poor. V'yad Charutzim Tashir. But acting with charutz in it, with diligence, makes one rich. Again, charutz doesn't mean gold here, it means diligence, being careful, being precise, meaning what you say. Or Perek Yud Bet, charutzim timshol, those who are charutz will rule. Rumiyah tielamas, and those who are not charutz or not diligent, the rumiyah, the lackadaisical, will have to pay taxes. They'll be subject to them. That the Remiah, the one who's
I
not
thought
true.
Remiah was like cheating.
We talked about that. It does, it in modern Hebrew, Remiah means cheating from Mirmah, but in the context of this parak of Mishlei, it's contrasting with Charut. So I translated it basically not taking things seriously, not being precise, not being diligent. Not so much lying as just not caring about the truth. And that such a person will not literally won't be able to cook their meat. They'll have nothing. But the treasure of someone who is charutz will be valuable. That's a good thing. Nafsho, the lazy person may desire but has nothing. Nefesh charatzim, tadshen. But the life of the charutz will be fruitful. Again, charutz means diligent, careful, working hard. So when in our pasuk, which says "Kno chachma matov mecharutz," that acquire wisdom, it is so much better, so good mecharutz. He said the Chevel Nachla, which is Rabbi Nechemia Friedman in Lvov, which would be Poland, sorry, by art school, earliest 20th century, as a commentary on Mishlei, said that we're mistranslating the pasuk. Mecharutz doesn't mean more than purified gold; it means from diligence. Me meaning out of. Kno chachma maitov mecharutz means acquire wisdom. It's good if you do that from with diligence. That's the way to acquire wisdom. And as it says, kno chule b'megi kno chachma. How do you acquire wisdom? Mecharutz, from being diligent. You got to work at it. Ayidei hishtadlut, with effort, vizrizut, and being eager, working hard. As he said before, v'yad charutzim tashir. Use that term charutz. And then the second half of the pasuk, "Knot bina nimchar mikesef," which we translated that as acquiring understanding is better than silver, says that's not what kesef means here. The word kesef, meaning silver, comes from kesef, meaning money, which comes from the adjective or the noun or the verb lachsof, which is to desire. Money is something that is the just the abstraction of wanting. So mikesef means you have to want it. Kano, let's see, he continues, may you connect be now. How do you acquire understanding? Mikesef. Ayideh hachafetz for itself. You have to want to acquire it. It doesn't just come naturally. Mo. When Yaakov was running away from Laban, and Laban catches up to him. It says, why'd you run away from me? I know you wanted to get home. And you Laban use the term nichsof nichsafta levet abicha. You really wanted to get back to your house. But why'd you run away? So kesef means to want. So the way to acquire wisdom is through charutz and mikesef. Diligence and desire. It takes work, it takes enthusiasm. It doesn't come easy. That's the message of this. And when you've gotten that chokhmah and bina, that's only the start. The next pasuk is Mesilat Yesharim Sur Meira. The path of the just is to avoid evil. It's the Google motto. Remember that? Don't be evil. You heard that? That was their motto until 2015. Then they decided it makes them make more money being evil. So but still, Sur Meira, don't be evil. That's the path of the just. Mesilat Yesharim and Mesilah. Is a literally it's from Solel is to pave. It's a paved road. That's the way to go. Nice and straight. Shomer and someone who cares about their life will watch the way they go. One who is Notzer Darko, guards their way, is Shomer Nafsho, keeps guards their own life.
That's in part of the tefillah for Shacharit, no?
Which what is
Ra, Bo Se Tov.
Right, that's a pasuk in Tehillim.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's hey, that's a good thing, right? Don't be evil. But I'm going to focus on this expression here, Silat Yesharim. So we all know that word. It's the name of a famous Musar Sefer by the Ramchal
Yeah.
from the 18th century. And the idea that this Mislat Yesharim is a path, literally the path of the just. This is the way you're going to act, one step at a time, to get to the point where you're sharp. And this idea that this expression represents the path from knowledge, from the chachma, the previous pasuk, into practical, moral perfection, Yisur Meirah, actually comes from Rabbeinu Yonah, who was 500 years before. This is a Rabbeinu Yonah on this pasuk. Mislat Yesharim, Yisur Meirah. Path the just is to avoid evil. Nemar, and we saw that in the last parak, Mishlei said, Orach Yesharim Sula, the path of the root of the just is Sulala, is paved. It's smooth, it's easy. Yimishu Yashar B'tivo, someone who is already naturally righteous. Shenechsaf is our word kesef, right? To desire. Shenechsaf al Yosher, who wants to do the right thing, umakir hamisharim, and knows what the right thing is to do. Yazor b'tivo limshol brucho, then that his very nature, because he's naturally a good person, will help him control all those other urges, the yetzer hara that we talked about last time. Vatayodienu, and now the pasuk is telling us, ki yesharim yishtadlu b'rishna l'asur me'ra. The first step is to avoid being evil. Try getting away from it. Not a matter of doing evil, zazer mikolchet, and to avoid sins of Fisha Adam Chayav Libonen Bechol Derachav Rishonah. They have to think about what you're doing first. That's going to be the first step. Zaken Midotav, and to work on your midot, and your character traits. Before you try to do everything right, you've got to be thinking right. Ularchikam and keep them far away from sin. We should look Timsa Biyado V'nafsho Midam Chatayim. You should not find in yourself anything that's going to end up with a chet, with a sin, or that will cause any kind of iniquity or wrongdoing, we go right shul, and nothing that's going to end up in a stumbling block. You'll end up making mistakes. First, think about yourself. Because in the beginning, ro'ik al adam lishamer, the person should be careful, that they should avoid doing anything that distances you from Hashem. Lo yedei avonot. Now you want to make sure you don't distance yourself from Hashem because of sins. Lo yedei midot amolidot avonot, and not by character traits that will lead to sinning. That's the whole point of Musar, is improve who you are. Vasunot laHashem yiparach, and these are all hated by Hashem. Im kein, and if he wants to be as good person, yashar. And he will pay attention and try to gather the ability to do good deeds. Darko, and try to help other people do the right thing. Lamed, to learn and to teach. And learn ways to get close to Hashem. Avato, by increasing your Avat Hashem and your Yirat Hashem. That's the Rabbeinu Yonah. You got to work on your character traits, and then you'll end up doing the right thing. Lashon Mesila, we call it a Mesila. Here he translates, Al Torah translates as a highway. Means a derech sula, paved path, yishara, that's straight, musukelet me'avnei michshol, and that's been cleared from rocks and boulders that are going to make you trip. Shemini mi'menam milim chepetz, that keep you from achieving your goal. So it's by this idea of Sumera, avoiding Ra. That the Yesharim, the righteous, will get to that point of Yirat Hashem, of Yira, Vavato, and loving Hashem, Usugalatamasim, and have faith of doing the right things, Vavato, Kalyom, and what they do every day, Yagil, Minazihirut, Lizirizut. And they will go from being Zahir, from Zihirut, being careful, translated as mindful, Zirizut, and the next step is to be as Zirizut, to be eager, to want to do the right thing. And then the second half of the pasuk is Shomer Nafsho Notzir Darko, someone who wants to guard their life should watch the way they're going. So you can see ki Yesod Malati Yesharim. So now we know that the beginning of this path of the just, the way to start getting a better person is avoid evil. And that's what the Yesharim start their efforts with. And even though some people have it easier and they're naturally good, it's easier for them to avoid the ra, and to keep their yetzer under control. Still, even if it's not easy, it's possible. In Sur.com, you can watch where you're going and make sure you're staying on this. Mesilat Yesharim. mirah and avoid evil. V'chol mi sheyachpos lishmor nafsho. So anyone who wants to guard their life, yisro darko v'yachpos yisro. They will have to pay attention to this, stay on the Mesilat Yesharim, and keep your yetzer under control. And this comes right after the pasuk about acquiring wisdom and acquiring being roots and being being nechsaf and desiring and being diligent. Because to be yashar, you have to realize that chachma is not the whole point. You have to have yirat achet. You need to have yira first. You have to, be wanting to do the right thing before you start learning. And that's where you have to begin that path through every other step. As we said in Pirkei Avot, anyone whose yira, whose awe of Hashem, comes before chachma, you work on that one first, and then work on being smart, knowing everything. Then your chachma will last. We have this idea here that we have to that our path goes from yirat hachet to chachma. And then we go from zihirut and zerizut. You have to be zahir, careful, and zeriz, eager. And those terms should be may sound familiar. Have you everyone learned the Mesilat Yesharim inside?
I have taken in the past different classes in the Sila Yesharim.
Okay, it's worth going and we'll look at that. It's always worth going back. So the Braita that's quoted at the beginning is a Braita that is brought in the Gemara from Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. And that's what he quotes in the beginning. That is the outline for what this Mesilah, that path of righteousness is. It's all these steps. And this is the Braita here of Mikan Amar Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. Torah Mevi'ah Zehirut. You start from Torah and what Mishlei calls Chachma, and that brings you to Zehirut. Zehirut Mevi'ah Zerizut. Because Rabbeinu Yonah saw that being here, being careful, brings you to the point of zirizut, of being eager, wanting to be better. Zirizut may be nikiyut, and then the next step is nikiyut, being clean in a spiritual sense. Nikiyut may be prishut, and once you're clean, you can achieve prishut, which is abstinence, pulling yourself away from all the stuff. You don't need more stuff.
What does pre-shoot mean?
Literally means separating, refresh,
Oh,
abstinence, not indulging. We'll talk about this in more detail. We want to get into this again. Prishut mevi'ah lidei tahara, and if you achieve prishut, abstinence, then you can become tahor, pure, which is different from nikiyut. We'll talk about that. Tahara mevi'ah lidei chasidut, and then the next step is being a chasid, which we'll have to talk about exactly what that means. This is someone who loves Hashem, who goes beyond the letter of the law. Everything I do is for Hashem's sake. And chasidut mevia lidei anava. The next stage is anava, humility. Anava mevia lidei yirat chet. And then being humble brings you the point of yirat chet, fearing sin, which is interesting because Rabbeinu Yonah put that at the beginning. That comes even before Torah. We'll talk about that. Yirat chet mevia lidei kedusha. Get all this far along, then you're holy. Get through all the steps here. Kedusha mevi'ah lidei ruach kodesh, and you get to the point of kedusha, you can get to the point of ruach kodesh. You can be a navi. The ultimate goal, if you read Rambam's Mor Nevuchim, that's the ultimate goal of any thinking person. And it takes all these steps of prishut and chasidut to get to that point. And ruach hakodesh mevi'ah lidei techiyat hametim. And after you can achieve ruach kodesh, you can get to this point of techiyat hametim, bring the dead to life. Which we'll talk about. But Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair concludes with Chasidut Gedolah Mikulan. The most important thing is Chasidut. Even though it will bring these later stages of Anava and Yirat HaChet and Shad, etc., really the goal is being Hamiyah Chasid, not the modern word of Chasid. And he goes, tell him, as dibarta b'chazon, that when you spoke in this Ruach HaKodesh, you had this point of being a Navi, which seems to be the ultimate goal. It's l'chasidecha, it's for the chasidim. That's the highest level. And since we're going to do this, I'm going to leave on the right side. I'm going to leave that up as we move on. So this is the introduction to Mesilat Yesharim. He quotes this, which again is the outline for all the steps he's going to talk about. And he says, Amar Achmechaber, this is the author speaking, Hachibur Azeh, this essay, L'chavartiv l'amei b'nei adam et asher lo yadu. I didn't write this to teach people what they don't already know. Ela hazkiram et hayadu lahem kvar, but to remind them of things they know about already. U'mufursam etzlam pursum gadol, and things that are well known to everybody. Kilo timsa berov divarai, because you're not going to find most of what I'm saying. Ela devarim, the only thing you'll find here are things shirov bnei adam yodim otam, that people already know them. Lo mistapkim b'hem klal, and nobody doubts them. Nobody argues with any of these things. I'm not telling you anything you don't already know. Be a better person, right? Don't be evil. That's pretty easy. El kafish rov apirsum, but because they're so well known, k'neged mashe amitatam guli al kol, because every note one knows they're true. Therefore, people ignore them. Most people forget about these sorts of principles. Therefore, you're not going to get any benefit from this book. You're not going to get any benefit out of reading it just once. Because the truth is, you read it once, you're not going to find anything novel that you didn't know already know before you read the book. Elamah, maybe a little things, a couple of things you might learn. Aval to'elet, but the whole point is, yodseh min ha'chazara ala v'hatmada. The point will, you'll get the point of this book if you keep reviewing it and are consistent. You got to keep learning. Because then you'll remember all these things that people tend to forget. And you'll pay attention to your obligation that you've been ignoring. All these things are pretty self-evident. And then he goes through all those steps. So this, right, the Mesilah, as Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair puts it, starts from Torah. We'll be calling Chachma. You have to know what's right and wrong in order to become better. And that's the previous pasuk talking about Kinei Chachma Matov Micharutz. Being diligent in acquiring Chachma. And then you start on the Mesilat Yesharim and becoming better. And the next step is Zihirut, which I would translate as mindfulness, being aware of your own thoughts and actions, which is not an easy thing, right? Don't sleepwalk through life. You can't get any better if you're not aware of what you're doing. After that is zirizut, which is probably best translated as zeal, a real desire to become better. Okay, I know what I'm doing and I want to do better. So now what do I do that? So that's the zirizut. And the next step is nikiyut, becoming clean in a moral sense. Work on your midot. That's pretty much what all of Mussar is about. Sounds really easy. Three steps, and then you're done. You're a better person. That's all that's expected of you, to get to that point of nikiyut, of having good midot, and that's Mesilat Yesharim, Sur Meirah. Those steps, Torah, Zehirut, Zirzut, nikiyut. And the next step in this book that the Mesilat Yesharim describes is Prishut, abstinence, which is about moving to a higher level. This is the Mesilat Yesharim, this is Ramchal says this, Prishut, hi techilat hachasidut. Prishut is the path to get to become a chassid. And you should know that everything we've said before, all these previous steps, that's how you become a tzaddik. Not a small thing. That's the state of nikiyut. Mikan v'halav, from here on in, chassid. That's to become a point of a chassid. Right? Once you've achieved nikiyut, you have good midot, then you expect your ethical decision to be moral. Okay, we've talked about virtue ethics, right? That just sounds be a good person and you'll make good decisions. And that's not an ethical theory. It's not a rule, because the rule-based ethics, like deontology, remember that word, deontology?
I'm
Okay.
from Italian. I had it last week, probably.
Yeah, it's an important one. That deontology is one theory of ethics where you have rules. It's Kant. That you're not looking at the consequences of what you're doing. You have a fixed set of rules, but you can't. I mean, that's inherently immoral if you don't care about what happens to people, if you just got your rules. No rule covers everything. And the other way of looking at sort of systems, logic of ethics, is consequentialism, which modern terms is called utilitarianism. You want to maximize goodness from some mathematical function of being good, and you end up with, you have no idea what the consequences of your actions are anyway. You can know what's going to happen immediately, what's going to happen 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, what happens, you can't add that up. So you can't be a consequentialist utilitarian, you can't be a deontologist. So virtue ethics says none of this stuff is possible. So the only move remaining is to try to be less of A, and then you can fill in the little, don't be evil there. I did have to censor that because it was inappropriate on the cartoon. Right? Don't be evil. That's virtue ethics. Have good virtues and things will work out. That's true Meira. So then the next part of the step of the Mesilat Yesharim is aiming toward Chasidut, going beyond the letter of the law. Your love for Hashem is so great, you just want to do everything centered around that. And the first step is Prishut, which is abstinence. Intentionally pulling away from the physical world. Again, this is beyond the letter of the law. It's not for everyone. And the next step beyond that, if you achieve that, you get to the point of Tahara, which is more than you having good midot. Tahara is removing your Yetzirah entirely. Having never listened to Yetzirah, I'm just going to be, just do everything for the sake of Hashem. This is the Hashem. Tahara hi tikkun halev. Tahara means fixing your feelings, your machshavot, your thoughts. You have no rule for the Yetzer Hara. We talked before that the Yetzer Hara is important for self-preservation. We need to exist. That Prishut and Tara means not being part of the real world. That's what Chassidut is. And for Pinchas Ben Yair, that's Chassidut Gedolah, that's the highest level, and that's the state of being truly of Dveikut to Hashem, close to Hashem. It's not achievable, even desirable for everyone, but it's the culmination of the second stage of the Mesilah of the path here. And the Ramchal prevents the next two steps after Chasidut. He prevents Anava and Yirat HaChet as being kind of subsets, subparts of Chasidut. A different version of the Brisa will actually have the different orders on here, but which leads to what? And they all lead to Kedusha, holiness, which is a whole new Mesilah, a whole new path. The Ramchal doesn't get into Kedusha because Kedusha is something that we don't control. You can work on yourself in all these other stages. But as he says in Source 15, Inyan Kedusha Kafuhu, there are two parts of Kedusha, being holy. Haina, meaning, Tichlata Avodah, the first part involves work, Usofo Gemul, and the second is faith, meaning, the getting to Kedusha, you can work on. The Sofo, but being truly Kadosh, being a holy person, is a gift. Hashem gives that to you. You can't count on that. Hainu, meaning, Tehillato, one can try to make oneself holy. The Sofo, Masha, Mekadshimoto, that Mishamayim, Hashem gives you that sanctity. That's what the Gemara says. Adam Kadesh Ma'at. You work on a little bit of. You can make yourself a little bit holy. Arbe, and then Hashem can give you that, kind of the next steps along here. So the Ramchal doesn't deal with that because it's not something that you can try. You can work on yourself to that point, but not further. And that Ramchal ends the sefer there at Perek Chavav. He doesn't deal with the next step, which is Ruach HaKodesh. That's up to the grace of God. You can prepare yourself for that. And this is the way Rabbi Yonasan Sacks, who's the Rosh Yeshiva at Lander, puts it. Looking at the Rambam. Rambam talks about becoming a Navi, having Ruach HaKodesh. That's the highest intellectual level. That's certainly what everyone should be, or at least if you're the kind of person who reads Nevuchim, Nevuchim, that's what you should be aiming for. Most of us would be happy to get to the tzaddik part, let alone the chassid or the ruach hakodesh part. But the Rambam is the source 16. Rambam in the seventh chapter of Shmona Prakim and the Mor Nevuchim discusses the concept of nevuah in general and specifically one who receives it. How you become a navi? How do you get to that level? Rambam quotes three possible understandings of the qualifications of navi. Philosophers who do not follow the Torah assume that anyone can receive nevuah if they perfect themselves. You work on that, you will become a navi. That's automatic. This is incorrect. It doesn't work that way. The general populace, in the Rambam's view, assumes that Hashem picks random people to be nevi'im. He says, nope, now you're a navi. You got a message regards their character. This understanding is also incorrect. The correct understanding is that preparation is necessary but insufficient. You have to get to this point, Kedusha, and certainly one cannot receive Nevuah without being spiritually fit. However, even once a person has perfected himself, there's no guarantee you'll receive Nevuah. Rambam talks about in Tanakh, they talk about the B'nai Nevi'im, the ones who go to school, who try to perfect themselves, get to this point of Sikut, Anava, Yirat Faith. Then if Hashem finds it worthy that to give them Nevuah, then they have it. And the
Danny, when we were studying Shoftim and stuff, and we were talking about the different Nevi'im, we also learned that they had their own schools of young people to learn to be
Right,
Nevi'im.
so that's in Shmuel. That is
I
right.
used to call them Nevi Bachur.
They're called B'nai
Right, but I call them
Nevi'im.
Nevi Bachur.
Right. So you're right. So they had a yeshiva basically to become a Ben Navi. You couldn't get a yeshiva to become a Navi.
Yeah.
That's not something that happened automatically. But you could work on this step, right? You work on the sort of the isolation, the asceticism, almost like monastery. A Prishut and Torah and Chassidut to get to that point, and then you're prepared for a Ruach HaKodesh. But the last step in this whole Mesilah is Tchiyat HaMetim, which is not talking about the eschatological, like the end of times concept that the dead are going to come to life. That we believe is going to be true of everybody. Everybody gets a part of Tchiyat HaMetim at the end of the day. Referring to the level of Nevuah that allows for reviving the dead. Okay, we know that by Elisha, that's the Haftorah for Kayasara. The first example that is Eliyahu. Eliyahu Navi helps the a widow who is in Sarfat, which probably doesn't mean France, it's probably somewhere in Lebanon. But he helps her, and then she has a child in Surah 17. The child of this widow fell ill, and he got really sick, until he had no life left. He got really sick, until he had no life left. So she says to Eliyahu, what's between us, Yishalokim, O man of God? You came to me, and now my sins have been remembered before God. My son has died. So Eliyahu says to her, give me your child. He takes the child from her, and he brought him up to his apartment. That rested him on his bed. He praised Hashem and says, Hashem, Malachi, Gamal Mana, Ani Mekarerima, that even this, to this widow, who I'm staying with. Hi, Reota, Lamiz Benaya, you're doing this terrible thing to kill a child. And he stretched himself out of the, over the child three times. And he prays to Hashem and says, okay, Hashem, to restore life to this child, Kirbo, back to his body. And Hashem listened. The child is apparently dead. Comes back to life, and Teshev Neshev by Yelan, and the child revived Al Kirbo by Yechi. Spirit comes back to his body, and he lives. By Kach Eliyahu takes his child, by Yerideu min Aliyah, and brings him down from the apartment, Abaita to the house, by Nelimon, give him back to his mother. Yom Eliyahu Re'i Chai B'nech, look, the child is alive. The Tomer Yishal Eliyahu, so the woman says to Eliyahu, Atayza Yadati, Ki Yishal Kim Atah, now you know you're truly a man of God. and God is speaking truthfully through you. That's Tchiyat HaMetim. But Ben Ish Chai, chief rabbi in Iraq in the 50s, a little earlier than that, commenting on the Gemara here, says that this is metaphoric. When you get to this point of Nevuah, of Ruach HaKodesh, the next step is Tchiyat HaMetim, meaning restoring the souls of those who are spiritually dead, who are lost. You can go back into the world. This is Ben
Definitely.
in this sense. So Yizkel Madrigal Yonah, you'll achieve this incredibly high and elevated level. Sheyelo Yecholet Lishloach Nafsho Leklipot. He'll be able to put his life back among the klipot, literally the shells. Kabbalistic concept that we're all holy. We all have some aspect of the divine, but they're covered with the shells of tumah they have to break into. And getting to this point allows you to get into there. Such a person can get in there among all the tumah of this world and bring out those oppressed souls. They're like they're dead. They can revive others. He revives them. Me sham. And brings them out. You've heard the term klipa, a shell. Yeah, sort of a little
It's
bit.
a appeal.
Yeah, in the Kabbalistic sense, it's the encrusted filth of living in the world here, right? We have this pure soul. We got to pull off all this stuff, right? That's what Tchiyat HaMetim, getting in there and pulling out these nafshot ashukim, these oppressed souls that are like dead. They have no sense of spirituality whatsoever. Moshe Amar Rabbeinu HaRizal. This is according to HaRizal, Bishar HaKavanot, Zoom, and this is incredibly high level. This is the highest level. That you're a chassid, you're separated from the world, and now you get to go back in. You can return to the real world and start helping others. Once you're perfect, you can start perfecting others. That's the whole Mesilat Yesharim. Torah, Zihirut, Zirizut, Nikiyu, Prishtut, Torah, Chasidut, Anava, Yirat Chet, Yusha, Ruach HaKodesh. But Shlomo continues on. And there we go. The next psukim with an important lesson. It says, Tov shval ruach et anavim. It's good to be self-effacing, literally lowly spirit, with the humble. Missed a line here. Okay, lifnei shever gaon, that pride goes, or arrogance goes before destruction, lifnei chishlon. Govaruach, and a haughty spirit goes before a fall, often quoted as pride goeth before a fall. You've heard that expression. Right? Don't be too arrogant. Tov shvaluach et anavim. It's better to be lowly, self-effacing with the humble, than to divide the spoils with the arrogant. It's good to be humble. And so, based on this, the Gemara says that, yeah, there, Pinchas Ben Yair says in his little Mesilat Yesharim, his path is Chasidut Gedola Mikula. But there are those who disagree. The ultimate goal is not Chasidut, it's Anava, it's humility. That's where the Mesilat Yesharim leads. And this is the Gemara of Avodah Zarah continues with Pliga de Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This comment of Pinchas ben Yair argues with Yeshua ben Levi. Remember Yeshua ben Levi, Anava gedola mikula. The highest level is Anava, humility. It says, Ruach Hashem Elokim alai, and that I'm Yeshaya, I'm a Navi, Ruach HaKodesh, that's great. Mashach Hashem Oti, Hashem has pulled me, Levasel Anavim, is to speak to the Anavim. They're the highest level. Chasidim lo nemar el Anavim. It's not the Chasid that the Navi wants to talk to, but it's the Anav. You're humble. Shlomo's teaching us that the real endpoint of Mesilat Yesharim, of the path of the just. As you're going through all these steps, it's become an anav. That's the level past chassidut. And we see that Shirim talking about anava says, "Hinei kavardi barnu mala lamala hagaiva." Now we've already spoken in the previous chapter. This is chapter 22 now. Continually talking about how bad it is to be arrogant. I think you're better than everybody else. Mechlal nishma shevach hanava, and it's obvious, therefore, that you should be humble, not so arrogant. Achata, but now neve'er yoter b'derech ikar. Now we're going to speak about anava specifically. Yeah, it was part of all the previous levels, but now it's kind of a spiritual level itself. Anava, that this is specifically about anava alone. It's be'er gaiva me'aleha, and we'll realize what gava, arrogance is. It's what's not anava. Being humble means not thinking about yourself, not thinking yourself important. It's obviously the arrogance, the opposite of pride. And the consequences there are the opposite of consequences of arrogance. Those are bad. This is good. You should be an anav. And this is a summary by Aristotle, a conservative rabbi, founded this company called the Musar Institute. He has a commentary on Maaseh Yesharim. There we go. I just got this. So this is interesting, Sefer. So Maaseh Yesharim is 1740 by the Ramchal. Mordechai Kaplan, you know who Mordechai Kaplan is, right?
Yeah, it was I forgot which branch of Judaism, but
Reconstructionist Judaism.
what?
Reconstructionist Judaism.
Oh yeah,
So, before Reconstructionism, he was the brilliant young protege of Solomon Schechter at JTS in the 1920s, I think. And so, Schechter told him that he needs to kind of get some academic qualifications to be impressed people. So, why don't you translate the Maaseh Yesharim? So, he did. So, he published the translation of Maaseh Yesharim. That's this here, published by the Jewish Publication Society in 20 something. This is Ira Stone, who's getting very into Musar, conservative, but he's a smart guy anyway, who's basically commenting on Kaplan's translation of Ramchal's Sefer here. So it's got like three layers of this. Fascinating. So this is the published by the JPS under the leadership of Malka Simkovich, who we've talked about as well. But this is his comment on the anava. Ramchal's approach, the media of humility of anava, indirectly throughout Maaseh Yesharim, whereas unquestionably the core media to which all the other midot essentially contribute. Right? You have to be anava. You know that. In order to learn, you have to be anava. However, we are moving from humility as a midah, as a character trait, to humility as a level of spiritual achievement. Obviously, the distinction is a nuanced one. A person who acts out of the midah of anava in a particular situation is not the same as a person who has achieved the level of anava in his or her spiritual journey. Always, who they are is about anava. That person is called that anava. That's what this level is about. And it means being aware of what you've accomplished, but not using it to dominate others, not showing off. And this is the way the Malbim puts it. Anav mashpil lelechet. Someone is anav, someone who is humble, the humble person. Kind of keeps themselves low. Umakir Adam and knows the value of each person. In lo litgaot Adam knows not to be too arrogant because he's just flesh and blood. Shafal ruach, someone who's purely shafal ruach, who is lowly of spirit. I'll call that self-effacing. That's a much further extreme. Neged with respect to humility. Anava really is between somewhere between being arrogant and being nothing. Anava margish b'chvado, because an anava is someone who knows what they're capable of, has no, doesn't deny that they have positive aspect attributes, they can do things. Rak hu anav b'vnei b'chirato, but chooses not to make a big deal about it. That's what he means. So that's why the pasuk says, "Tov shafal ruach et anavim." You should be self-effacing, but with the anavim, with the humble people, not because you're nothing. You are important, but you're not making a big deal about it. That you're acting low is because you're anav. That's a decision. According to the rules of wisdom, that you know what you're worth. And that's a famous quote by Rick Warren, that humility is not thinking less of yourself, it's thinking of yourself less. And what makes it so important? Why is that the highest level that's everywhere here in Musar, that's all this part of Sharim? It's because Anava, and as part of this path here, Anava may be al day yirat. Humility brings you to Yira. Shlomo says that explicitly later in Perek Chaf Bet, Ekev Anava Yirat Hashem. As a consequence of Anava, of humility comes Yira. Yirat Hashem, awe of God, fear of God, Osher V'chavo Chaim, and you'll get rich, and you'll have status in life. It's all a good thing. Gotta be humble. And then Yirat Hashem is what leads to wisdom. I said that very beginning introduction to Mishlei Yirat Hashem Reshit Da'at, or in Perek Dalet Reshit Chochma Yirat Hashem. Beginning of wisdom is to Yirat Hashem. So Anava leads to Yira, which leads to Da'at and Chochma, which is what that whole path that we are. Sorry. Which is where this started, right? Torah mivyeh lezi hirut. So anava leads to yira, which leads to Torah, which is where it started. The end of the path connects to the beginning. So that's what an anav knows. Anava means you can realize that whatever you've accomplished, you've got through this whole highway down here, you got to the end, it's just a starting point for the next journey. You're not done. There is no end point. Anava humility means realizing that you've always got to be growing, keep moving, and that's the growth, well, the growth mindset. That's Rabbi Sacks likes quoting this a lot. That those with a fixed mindset see their gifts, their capacities as something given at birth, something they have, which is determined. It's not going to change very much. And there are other people who see life as a matter of learning and development. And they don't think of themselves as having a fixed potential. They simply try, and sometimes they succeed, and sometimes fail. That's a growth mindset. People with a fixed mindset are risk averse. This comes from Carol Dweck, a sociologist. They work within their comfort zone. They take on challenges they know they can handle, but they will intimidate, nervous, and reluctant to engage in challenges that they can't handle. Because if they fail, they will take that as a blow to their self-esteem. That's what Gava is. If you care about your self-esteem, you'll never learn. You'll never grow. See yourself as fixed. People with a growth mindset don't even think of terms of failure. They don't define failure as failure. They see failure as a learning experience. Those with a growth mindset go on to flourish. Those who have a fixed mindset do not. So that's what Anava brings us. And that's what the Mishnah Sharim, you want to keep improving, keep getting better and better, but you never preach an end point. There's always a place to go from there. So the greatest Navi, the one who literally went through all these steps of Mishnah Sharim, it was Kedusha, Ruach HaKodesh, and Navi, and Tchiyat HaMetim in the sense of bringing all of Bnei Israel out of Egypt from the depths of Tuma, right? He's described first and foremost as an Anav. Ish Moshe Anav Ma'od. We call Adam Asher al Bnei Adam. Moshe was the ultimate Anav, the humble one who always realized you could always grow more. And this path of the justice highway here isn't a straight road, it's an ever-climbing spiral. And I will stop here. We will.
Amen.